With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The latest from New York on a civil fraud case against President Trump.
President Donald Trump declared total victory on Thursday after a New York appeals court threw out a massive civil fraud judgment against him. Now, the court narrowly endorsed a lower court position that Trump exaggerated his net worth, exaggerated the value of his assets, including Trump Tower and his golf courses. However, the five-judge panel in the state's appellate division ruled that the fine, the penalty, which ballooned with interest to $515 million, that was excessive. They knocked the amount down to zero.
An energy advocacy group taking on a Democrat effort to bias courts against energy producers. Daniel Turner with the Power of the Future says he wants to know more about the Democrat environmentalist effort to cozy up with judges. He says he's asking the DOJ to take away the veil of secrecy and adds it's critically important since climate activists are always using the court to circumvent their inability to enact the green agenda through executive action. Dr. James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, has passed away at the age of 89.
Dr. Dobson was a pillar of the evangelical community for decades and one of the best-known Christian broadcasters of all time. He was also an advisor to presidents, a best-selling author, and a trained psychologist. Gary Bauer of the James Dobson Family Institute says, quote, Dr. Dobson was a pioneer, a man of deep conviction whose voice shaped the way generations view family, faith, and culture, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Sales of previously occupied homes rising in July as home buyers encouraged by a modest pullback in mortgage rates. Existing home sales rose 2% last month from June. This is SRN News. Back to school time in America.
And that means a lot of youngsters will be getting some extra exposure to the scriptures through LifeWise Academy. The ministry tells the Christian Post that it has signed up nearly 100,000 kids in 34 states for Bible classes, which they will attend by taking time off from their regular public school classes. Many states allow students to obtain religious education off campus for a few hours each week, and a growing number of families are taking advantage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey stepping down to join the Trump team as FBI co-deputy director. Bailey pursued numerous legal challenges against Democratic President Joe Biden's administration on policies ranging from immigration to transgenderism. He also advanced conservative causes in his home state, threatening legal action against gyms over transgender bathroom policies and defending the state's pro-life regulations. This is SRN News. Well, another down day on Wall Street.
Stocks fell to their fifth straight loss in a muted day of trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% Thursday. The index hasn't risen since hitting its latest all-time high last Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 152 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Walmart lost 4.5%. The big retailer reported weaker profits for the spring than the market was expecting. Nvidia and other big tech stocks held a bit steadier following 2 days of sharp swings. Seth Sutel, New York.
In the meantime, both Wall Street and the White House will be paying close attention to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's high-profile speech Friday at the Fed's annual economic symposium that is coming up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It comes as mixed signals about the economy complicate the Fed's upcoming decision on interest rates. More details at srnnews.com.